Hey, Warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts, send in those reviews, because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. Hey there, beautiful warriors. It's me, Gina. Today, I want to talk to you about something important. Something that may stir up some uncomfortable feelings, but also something that can set you free. We're going to dive into the world of relationship blind spots and denial, especially for those of us who have survived domestic abuse. First off, I want you to know that you're incredibly brave. Surviving abuse takes strength beyond measure, and you've already proven that you're a warrior. Now, let's talk about those blind spots. You know, those moments when we see something happening in our relationships. These can be any of our relationships, not just our marriages. But we choose to look the other way. It's like our intuition is trying to speak to us, but we've learned to silence it as a defense mechanism. One of the most common defense mechanisms survivors encounter is denial. Denial isn't just about lying to ourselves. It's about creating a shield to protect ourselves from painful truths. Even when the evidence is staring us straight in the face, denial convinces us to stay silent. But here's the thing, my friend. Denial might seem like a safe haven, but it's actually keeping us trapped in the cycle of abuse. It's time to break free from it, from its grips, and reclaim your power. So how do you do that? Well, it starts with acknowledging our blind spots and facing them head on. It's about trusting our instincts and recognizing that we deserve better. Reach out for help if you need it. You are not alone in this journey. There are people who care about you and want to see you thrive. If you haven't become a follower yet, please do so. Remember to share, like, and let me know your thoughts. I want to empower you to thrive. So here are some ways to overcome blind spots: self-reflection and journaling. Take time to reflect on your thoughts, your feelings, and experiences in your relationships. Seek professional support. Consider therapy or counseling or a life coach to gain insight and guidance from a trained professional. Educate yourself. Learn about healthy relationships, boundaries, and red flags. Next is build a support network. Surround yourself with supportive friends, family members, or a support group. Another one is to practice mindfulness. cultivating mindfulness through practice such as meditation or yoga. Set boundaries. This is so important. Establish and enforce healthy boundaries in all of your relationships. It's also important that you do regular check-ins. Schedule regular check-ins with yourself to evaluate the health of your relationships, all of your relationships, and be honest with yourself. Engage in self-care. Prioritize self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Reach out for help if you need it. Healing is a journey, and every step forward is a victory. Until next time, keep rising above the abuse, one day at a time.